in general, obviously, a lot of the household products that we use, and that's a whole nother story with cleaning and shampoos, conditioners, mm-hmm. we already talked about. But let's talk about specifically makeup and skincare. Mm-hmm. What are some of the biggest danger points that yeah. people need to be aware of that maybe they're not?
Yeah. So I love to just start with these statistics on this because I think they're so eye-opening. So let's just talk about this. In Europe, there's 1,300 banned chemicals from skincare and makeup. In the US, there's 11.
Wow.
So right there just shows you how insane it is that mm-hmm. our industry of skincare has no regulations. And so we want to hope and trust that what we're using is clean, but how can we when we know there's thousands of chemicals and only 11 have been banned.
Right.
So that to me is very eye-opening. Another big statistic that I think just that you couldn't help but just kind of open your mouth and gasp at is 595 cosmetic companies have reported using over 288 chemicals that have been linked to birth defects and cancer-causing agents. Mm. So that means, I mean, that's a lot. That's mm-hmm. a lot of chemicals and a lot of companies saying that they may have something unhealthy in your products. And, you know, I like to point this out too. We typically hardly eat the same foods every single day. What we do every single day is we use the same skincare products every mm-hmm. single day. So think about that. We don't always, I mean, I don't, but I drive through the McDonald's drive-thru every single day. You know right. what I mean? Maybe people do that a couple times a week. What we do use is our deodorant every day. We use our face wash every day. And so that's multiple times a day getting exposures to these chemicals that need to be avoided. And I yeah. like to refer to this one subject called toxic burden. And so like how many chemicals and how many toxins have we used in our day before we just kind of fill our buckets up? And eventually that's when we start seeing symptoms. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, and I think it's important to note, like you said, this isn't necessarily just like women centric either. I mean, guys have plenty, mm-hmm. they have their share of cosmetic mm-hmm. items and skincare items as well, including deodorants, lotions, you know, whatever. So with that being said, obviously there's a lot of room for change. Mm-hmm. A lot of change isn't happening necessarily mm-hmm. in the U.S. I don't know what it's like elsewhere. So where can you look for some products that are, one, more natural? Mm-hmm. Obviously, Nutrition World is going to be a great source. Mm-hmm. But what in particular should you be looking for with, like, makeup and skincare items?
Yeah, definitely. So what I would begin with would be two resources. And so that you can start kind of educating and knowing what is safe around your home, what's safe in your skincare, and what's not. These resources would be the app by the Environmental Working Group, which is called Skin Deep.
Okay.
So Skin Deep. And the other app is the Think Dirty app. Mm-hmm. And both of these apps are, you know, like anything in life, they have their flaws, but I think overall, they're really good resource. And so what you can do is you can literally take your shampoo and you can scan the barcode and you can see, okay, this ingredient was linked to this. This ingredient is safe. This ingredient's derived from here. This ingredient, and okay. just start learning. And Think Dirty rates, I believe it's from A to F scale. Or no, that's the Skin Deep rates from A to F, and Think Dirty rates from 1 to 10. So they okay. have different safety ratings. Mm-hmm. But either way, you'll start finding out how they work very quickly. And so this to me is very empowering because you can go home and you can start seeing, okay, what is the one item that I use every single day and just make that switch. So maybe that's deodorant. Maybe that's a face wash. And just start switching one at a time and mm-hmm. not feeling like overwhelmed because we don't want to cause stress, but we do want to cause an awareness.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So many, I mean, we're all brand loyal, right? So it's going to take some trial and error, just like it did to find your favorite product mm-hmm. before. You try some things out and you'll find the one that works for you and works well and you'll stick with it. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, at Nutrition World, we have a huge selection of these natural skincare and makeup products. For somebody that's coming in, they're looking to make the switch. Mm-hmm. What would your recommendations be starting out?
Yeah. So I've mentioned a couple times like a face wash, and I think that's a really good place to start. And okay. this is why most women and men, maybe just women, but wash their face morning and night, maybe mm-hmm. men just at night in the shower. But that's at least two or one time exposure to a product you know, in that day. So I would recommend Evan Healy's facial cleanser. It's phenomenal. And another reason behind it is Evan Healy, she's the owner of the company. She still knows every farmer, literally, that is growing the lavender, that's growing the castor seeds, that's growing every single thing within that item. And she pays them fairly. She knows their processes. Mm-hmm. So it is a really well-managed, ethical company that I can stand behind. You can also recognize all the ingredients within the label. Mm-hmm. Even if the ingredient list looks kind of long, it's all plants still. It's just she has this perfect blend that she feels is so nutrient dense for the skin. And so I love this other concept that she has coined, and it's called the acid mantle. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with this, but our skin naturally has this layer on it called its acid mantle. Well, a lot of those companies that have chemicals, they will strip that acid mantle, mm-hmm. which then requires you to use them every day to replenish with their synthetic oils to put those back into your skin.
Right.
Evan Healy's idea is let's keep your own natural production of oils. Let's keep that own natural acid mantle while cleansing it and then allowing for the right nutrients to bring it back. So you get this natural anti-aging effect coming from her products. A great way to dive in and start with her that makes people feel very confident in switching from what they're currently on is her 14-day little trial set that she has that has the creamy cleanser, the toner, the serum, the day cream, and a face mask all within it. Mm-hmm. I've often heard it last a month where it just says it lasts 2 weeks, but that would be a way for you to start seeing if you could change your whole skincare regimen to something that we can fully stand behind.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
This wasn't planned, but while we're on the subject, we're moving into summer,
mm-hmm.
and suntan lotion is a big deal as well, right?
Yes.
So there's plenty of toxins in the conventional suntan lotions. So if you can just briefly kind of mm-hmm. give a synopsis about why it's dangerous, what to look for,
sure.
and then what to look for in a natural option.
Yeah, I actually am so glad you brought that up. I think that probably one of the most toxic things we could do is use the wrong sunscreen. Mm. And there's multiple reasons why. If you're using a sunscreen that has the tiny particles, the nanoparticles of zinc oxide, they literally can mimic the skin's own hormone production and actually sneak into our cells and pretend like they're part of our own cells, which causes then endocrine disruptions.
Okay.
Endocrine disruptions could be female imbalanced hormones that could lead to, you know, female conditions that we don't want and that are not optimally healthy.
Yeah.
So the key thing to look for is a non-nanoparticle zinc oxide sunscreen.
Okay.
And then also, you know, looking for, you don't, the higher you get in SPF, it is not better. That's a total myth. So you really can't go above 30 and keep it safe.
Okay.
So you don't want to go into these 40s and 50s and 60s thinking, oh, I'm getting all day protection. They are piling in the chemicals to make it like that. Mm-hmm. And it's actually a very unhealthy thing. So I'm glad that you brought that up. So just look for around 30, 35 would be maximum SPF.
Okay.
You're really meant to apply every hour or 2 hours, as annoying as that may be.
Yeah,
that's right. Just the best that nature can provide us on the sunscreen.
Yeah.
But I do think non-nanoparticle zinc oxide is safe. And I do think there are some safe titanium dioxide sunscreens like Stream to Sea. I think it's very safe.
Cool. Yeah. Any last words to wrap up?
No, that would be it. You know, I'd be happy to guide anybody on this journey if they wanted to reach out to me. And also they could follow my Facebook community that I have, Earth Conscious Mama. So that was created to really educate people on how to remove toxins from their food, skincare, lifestyle, and so they could get more tips from there.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Thanks, Katie.
Thank you.